Hi, and welcome to our podcast. And today we're gonna explore something a little different. So this is the wave hash function, where we explore the historical context and evolutions around patterns and musics in the stories that come from across the world over many waters. So, looking at indigenous music to classical music, you know, we try to showcase all the cross-cultural explorations of the musical heritage of the entire world. And last time we dealt with the Bayaka Gibine people in Harmony of the Forest, and for today's episode we're gonna deal with the Avesta, and basically the Avestan period of music, looking primarily at exploring Avestan chants and trying to somehow unravel in a simple way mysteries from the younger Avestan period, which was a period that spanned approximately from 900 BCE to 500 BCE. So the Avesta is the primarily collected sacred texts of Zoroastrianism. And Zoroastrianism is one of the world's oldest religions, probably arguably the oldest. So it encompasses a vast body of scriptures written in a language called Avestan. And the Avestan language is considered the holy book of Zoroastrianism. So the Avesta is divided into different sections, each serving various purposes and containing hymns, prayers, rituals, and teachings central to the faith and dogma of Zoroastrian, you know, tradition. But historically, the Avesta originated in ancient Iran, and its composition spanned several centuries. It is believed that the earliest parts of the Avesta were orally transmitted. As if you go far back in that time period, there was no written transmission of information. So cultures in that time period tended to orally transmit their culture. And over time, it was eventually compiled into written form. But the exact dates of the composition are difficult to ascertain, and scholars generally place the origins to around the second millennium BCE, with some texts dating, you know, back even further, to which there is no dating for them. And the Avesta underwent significant developments and revisions over time, reflecting the evolution of Zoroastrian religious beliefs and practices. So it is divided into two main categories, the older Avesta and the younger Avesta. The older Avesta consists of the gathas, which are hymns attributed to the prophet Zoroastra himself, or Zarathustra, and other early texts. The younger Avesta comprises supplementary texts, including rituals, prayers, and commentaries, which were compiled in the later centuries. So the Avesta provides insight into the cosmology, theology, ethics, and rituals of Zoroastrianism, offering guidance for believers on how to live, you know, just a merry life, a righteous, upstanding life, and maintain harmony in their universe and the universe at large. So it explores themes such as the struggle between good and evil, the worship of Ahura Mazda, or Ahura Mazda, which is the supreme god, the reverence for nature and the link between the mortal and nature itself, and also concepts of free will and judgment of the soul after death. So throughout history, the Avesta has played, you know, a pivotal role in shaping Zoroastrian religious identity as well as a function of the language, and also informing adherence to spiritual practices. So despite the challenges of preservation and transmission over millennia, the Avesta remains a revered and sacred text for Zoroastrians worldwide as a diaspora as well, embodying the ancient wisdom and enduring legacy of this very ancient proto-race and faith. So the younger Western period, it would represent a crucial phase in the development of Zoroastrianism, spanning roughly from 900 BCE to 500 BCE. During this era, significant changes occurred within Zoroastrian traditions, shaping theology, rituals, and the large body of textual corpus that would survive. So let's try to briefly introduce, you know, this younger Avestan period. And to give it some background, the younger Avestan period emerged during a time of cultural and much likely political transition in ancient Iran, with the region witnessing the rise of new dynasties and the gradual spread of Zoroastrianism as a major tradition and movement. And now this would move into the younger Western period that saw the compilation and redaction of numerous Western texts, expanding upon the earlier corpus of the older Avesta. These texts included hymns, prayers, rituals, and commentaries attributed to various Zoroastrian priests and scholars over time. So Avestan texts from this period exhibit linguistic and literary developments compared to the earlier Gathic hymns of the Ola Avesta, and the language become more refined, and new poetic forms and meters were introduced, reflecting evolving literary trends. And the younger Western period witness the elaboration of systemization of Zoroastrian theology. Concepts such as Amishas Pentas, or divine attributes, Yazatas, lesser deities, and the Ahura Mazda's supremacy was further developed and codified in Avestan literature during this period. And as per actual tradition, ritualistic texts and prescriptions would have become more prominent during this period of the younger Avesta, which is a period where we see the actual texts evolving, detailing the performance of ritual ceremonies, sacrifices, and purification rituals. And these rituals were integral to maintaining cosmic order and promote individual and communal well-being. And now the teachings of the prophet Zarathustra or Zoroaster continue to serve as the foundational influence during the younger Western period. His ethical principles emphasis on Asha or righteousness, and a dualistic worldview remains central to Zoroastrianism thought and psyche. And the younger Western period played a crucial role in consolidating Zoroastrian traditions in regards to identity and fostering the community amongst all adherents. So at the rise of the Avestan texts, we have them serving as authoritative sources in a way of religious knowledge and provided guidance for believers in navigating spiritual practices. So despite the challenges of preservation and transmission over millennia, the Avestan texts from the younger Avestan period continue to be revered as a sacred scriptures by Zoroastrians worldwide, and they embody the ancient wisdom and theological insights of the Zoroastrian faith, contributing to its enduring legacy. So the younger Western period really represents a pivotal epoch in the development of Zoroastrianism, marked by the compilation of sacred texts, theological elaboration, and ritual innovation. It laid the foundation for the religious practices and beliefs that continue to shape, you know, and the identity of what it means to be Zoroastrian to this day. Now, during the younger Western period, which is approximately from 900 BC to 500 BC, significant linguistic and literary developments occurred in the Avestan texts. These developments marked an evolution from the earlier Gathic hymns of the older Avesta and contributed to the richness and complexity of Zoroastrian scripture. So, briefly, we'll explore linguistic and literary characteristics of the textual Avesta from this period. Avestan texts from the younger Avestan period exhibit a refinement of language compared to the more archaic Gathic dialect from older Avesta. Things like the grammar, vocabulary, and syntax become more standardized and polished overall, and they reflect the linguistic trends of that time period. And it could also be said that the younger Western period saw the introduction of new poetic forms and meters, expanding upon the poetic repertoire of Avestan literature. These new forms allowed for greater artistic expression and variation in the composition of hymns, prayers, and rituals. Avestan texts from this period often employ metaphorical language and symbolism to convey theological and philosophical concepts. Symbolic imagery drawn from nature, mythology, and cosmology enriches the poetic language of the text, imbuing them with deep layers of meaning. And rhetorical devices such as parallelism, alliteration, and repetition are commonly employed in Avestan poetry to enhance its aesthetic appeal and mnemonic qualities. And these devices contribute to the rhythmic flow and the overall memorability of the text, facilitating oral transmission and recitation over time. And some Avestan texts from the younger Avestan period exhibit a more narrative structure compared to the philosophical and meditative style of the Gathas. These texts contain mythological narratives, legendary accounts, or historical episodes that elucidate Zoroastrian cosmology and religious beliefs. And the younger Western texts delve deeper into theological and cosmological concepts, providing, you know, elaborations on and commentaries on the teachings of Zarathustra. Concepts such as the Amisha Spentas, divine attributes, Yazatas, lesser deities, and eschatological themes are expounded in greater details. And a Western text from this time period often incorporate esoteric knowledge and mystical symbolism, revealing insights into the spiritual practices and inner teachings of Zoroastrianism. And these texts may contain hidden meanings and allegorical interpretations accessible to initiates and the learned elite. So, despite the transition to written transmission, the Avestan textual data from the younger Avestan period retains elements of oral transmission, including formulaic transmissions, mnemonic devices, and stylistic features of oral poetry. So this oral heritage adds depth and authenticity to the textual corpus. And the linguistic and literary characteristics of the Avestan texts from the younger Avestan period reflect a sophisticated and nuanced expression of Zoroastrian religious thought and cultural identity. These texts represent a culmination of centuries of oral tradition and literary innovation, preserving the spiritual heritage of ancient Iran for future generations. And this is where we get into the build-up to the actual vocalization part of using the Avestas. That was just all before was our pretext to get to this point where we talk about now traditional Avestan chanting. And these practices are characterized by a blend of vocal techniques and instrumental accompaniment aimed at invoking the sacred presence of divine entities and facilitating spiritual communion. While specific details regarding historical Avestan chanting practices are scarce, we can draw insights from contemporary Zoroastrian rituals and the broader context of Indo-Iranian musical traditions. So, to explain the instruments and vocal techniques used in traditional Avestan, we look at vocal techniques first. And basically we have Avestan texts which are typically recited rather than sung in a melodic manner, with chanters employing a clear and measured delivery, emphasizing correct pronunciation and enunciation of sacred words. Chanters may employ rhythmic chanting patterns characterized by repetitive cadences or rhythmic cycles. These patterns serve to enhance the meditative quality of the chanting and facilitate collective participation in rituals. Chanters may vary the tone and intonation of their recitation to convey different emotions or moods, such as reverence, devotion, or solemnity. The intonation may rise and fall in accordance with the poetic meter, structure, and meaning of the text. And for instruments, we have the drums or the daf, a traditional frame drum commonly used in Zoroastrianism to accompany chanting and singing. Chanters may play the daf rhythmically, providing a percussive backdrop to the recitation of Avestan texts. Cymbals, also known as zang in Persian, are occasionally used in Zoroastrian rituals to accentuate key moments in the chanting or automatic transitions between the texts. The ringing of the cymbals adds a ceremonial flourish to the proceedings. bells, referred to as zanga in Persian, may also be employed in our Western chanting practices to create a sacred ambience and ward off negative influences. The gentle tinkling of bells enhances the ritual atmosphere and invokes divine blessings. And while less common, stringed instruments such as the harp or lute may have been also historically used to accompany a Western chanting in certain contexts. And these instruments would provide melodic accompaniment to the recitation of sacred texts, and they would also add richness and depth to the musical performance. And Avestan chanting practices also involve collective participation, with multiple chanters or congregations joining together to recite prayers and hymns in unison. So the collective chanting creates a sense of unity and shared experience amongst participants, fostering, you know, that deeper connection with the divinities and the total divine. So the traditional Avestan chanting practices combine vocal techniques, instrumental accompaniment, and collective participation to create a reverent and spiritually uplifting atmosphere, while specific details may vary based on regional customs and individual preferences. The essence of Avestan chanting lies in its ability to invoke the sacred presence of the divine and foster a sense of communal devotion amongst worshippers. So just a final note, we're gonna look at two Avestan chants that would give context to this discussion. And the first one is called Yata Ahu Vairio, or Hashem Vohu. And this chant is one of the most sacred prayers in Zoroastrianism, known as the Yata Ahu Vairio, or Ahunavar, followed by Hashem Vohu. And that is also a prayer. It is recited as a part of the Ahuna Vairia invocation, which praises the divine attributes of Ahura Mazda and affirms the principles of righteousness and truth. And the second hymn will be the Atash Naish. And the Atash Naish is a hymn dedicated to the sacred fire, which holds a central place in Zoroastrian worship. This chant extols the virtues of fire as a symbol of purity, illumination, and divine presence. And these chants evoke a spiritual essence of Zoroastrianism and can serve as a pivotal reference point to the discussion on chanting practices that came about from the younger Western period. So it is essential to recognize the profound importance of Zoroastrianism, the culture, to the human history. And as one of the oldest continually practiced religions in the world, Zoroastrianism has left an indelible mark on the spiritual, philosophical, and cultural landscape of ancient Iran and the diaspora around in the global community. The teachings of Zarathustra, the prophet of Zoroastrianism, laid the groundwork for ethical monotheism and the concept of cosmic dualism, influencing the development of subsequent religious traditions. The Avesta, the sacred scripture of Zoroastrianism, contains profound insights into the nature of good and evil, the role of humanity in the universe, and the pursuit of righteousness. Zoroastrian culture also made significant contributions to human civilizations in various fields, including astronomy, medicine, and philosophy. The Zoroastrian emphasis on the sanctity of nature, the importance of truthfulness, and the pursuit of wisdom has resonated throughout history and continues to inspire individuals seeking spiritual guidance and moral principles. Furthermore, Zoroastrianism's influence extends far beyond its historical boundaries, as evidenced by its impact on the development of other major world religions and the enduring legacy of its teachings in global culture. From its ancient origins in the heart of Persia to its contemporary practice in communities around the world, Zoroastrian culture stands as a testament to the enduring power of faith, wisdom, and human creativity. As we reflect on the importance of Zoroastrian culture to history, let us celebrate its rich heritage, honor its contribution to human civilization, and preserve its teachings for future generations to cherish and learn from them. So please enjoy these two chants selected from the period that have survived, and thank you for joining into Wavehave Hash Function, and till the next time.
Yatha huveriyo atharatash ashachit jayvangehash dasdamningo shosininam angehash mazdai shatrim cha ahurai ayim Dregobio dadvastare yatha huveriyo atharatash ashachit jayvangehash dasdamningo Shosininam angehash mazdai shatrim cha ahurai ayim dregobyo dadvastare yatha huveriyo atharatash ashachit jayvangehash dasdamningo shosininam angehash mazdai shatrim cha ahurai ayim dregobyo dadvastare yatha huveriyo atharatash ashachit jayvangehash dasdamningo shosininam angehash mazdai shatrim cha ahurai ayim dregobyo dadvastare yatha huveriyo atharatash ashachit jayvangehash dasdamningo shosininam angehash mazdai Kshatrim cha Ahurai Ayim Dregobyo Dadvastare. Yatha Huveryo Atharatash Ashachit Jai Vangehush Dasdam Ningo Shazininam Angehush Mazdai Shatrim Cha Ahurai Ayim Dregobyo Dadvastare. Yatha Huveryo Atharatash Ashachit Jai Vangehush Dasdam Ningo Shazininam Angehush Mazdai Shatrim Cha Ahurai Ayim Dregobyo Dadvastare. Yatha Huveryo Atharatash Ashachit Jai Vangehush Dasdam Ningo Shazininam Angehush Mazdai Shatrim Cha Ahurai Ayim Dregobyo Dadvastare. Yatha Huveryo Atharatash Ashachit Jai Vangehush Dasdam Ningo Shazininam Angehush Mazdai Shatrim Cha Ahurai Ayim Dregobyo Dadvastare.
Atesh Nyoish. Krishna Traura Hey Mazdao Nemasete Autar Shamazdao Aura Hey Hutao Mazishta Yasata Ashem Wahu Vaishte Masti Ustao Asti Ustao Amayat Ashai Vaishtai Ashem Panau Vayasdan Hormasta Kodai Avasuni Gorse Kore Avasayad Autar Shedan Gau Autar Farao Azama gunau patet pashay manu masar vastin dushmat dushok tadushvaras Mem pageti manit oem gov toem kar doem jas toem bun budeste Azang gunau manashni gavashni kunashni tani ravauni geti minoani Oke avauksha pashay maun pasay gavashni papateitom Usmoi uzaureshwa ahurau Armaiti tevishim dasvau Spenishta mainio mazda vangoya zo ada ashah zo emavat vohu manangav seratum Rafe drai voru ceșane, doi și moi iave abi frau. Tau kshatraya ahura, yau vangeu shashish manango. Frost penta armaite ashadainyau fra dakshaya. Atratam zaratushtro tanvaschet khakhiya ushtanem dadaiti. Porvatatem madangascha vangehush mazdai. Shyothanayyau ashayyacha uktakhyachau saroshem kshatrem chau. Kshnau traurahe mazdau. Nemasete otar shamazdau, aurahe hudau mazishta yazata. Ashem vohu ishte maste ushtau aste ushtau ammai yata shai vaishtai ashem. Ashem vohu ishte maste ushtau aste ushtau ammai yata shai vaishtai ashem. Ashem vohu vaishte masti ushtau asti ushtau ammoi yatashai vaishtai ashem. Fravarone mazdeyasno zaratushtre shvidaivo ahura takaisho. Havane ashone ashahiratve yasnai cha vammai cha kshnautrai cha frasastayai cha. Savange visyai cha vashau neya shairatve yasnai cha vammai cha kshnautrai cha frasastayai cha. Atro urahe mazdau putra tava autarsha putra urahe mazdau. Autaro urahe mazdau putra. Karenango savango mazdadata hai, airyanam kareno mazdadata nam, kavayah cha karenango mazdadata hai. Atro aurahe mazdau putra, kavoisha hosra vanga hai, varoisha hosra vanga hai. Asnavanta hai, garoish mazdadata hai. Chaichista hai varoish mazdadata hai. Kavayah cha khare nango mazdadata hai. Atro urahe mazdav putra. Raivanta hai garoish mazdadata hai. Kavayah cha khare nango mazdadata hai. Atro urahe mazdav putra. Autarsha sventara kaishtara yasata pauru khare nanga yasata pauru baishazam. Atro aurahe mazdav putra matvispaibhyo autarebhyo kshatro nafedro nairyo sangahe yasatahe. Kshnautrai yasnai cha vammai cha kshnautrai cha frasastayai cha. Yatahu vairyo sauta frau me brute. Atarato shashakchi thacha frau shava vidvau mrautu. Yasnem cha vamem cha huberetim cha ushtaberetim cha vantaberetim cha ofrinaumi. Tava autarsha putra urahe mazdau yasni o ahi vahamyo yasni o buyao vahamyo. Namanahu mashyakanam ushta buyao tahmai naire. Yase thwa bauda frau yazaite. Aismo zasto, baresmo zasto, gau zasto, havano zasto. Daityo aisme buyao, daityo boidi buyao, daityo pitwi buyao, daityo pasayene buyao, perenayo sharetre buyao, dhamayo sharetre buyao, autar shaputra ahurahe masdao. Sauche buye ahamnya namone, mat sauche buye ahamnya namone, rauchahi buye ahamnya namone, vakshate buye ahamnya namone, dare gemchi taipi zravone, upasuram frasho keretim, Hada surayao vangoyao frasho keretoit. Dayao me autar shaputra urahe masdao. Asu khatrem, asu traitim, asu jitim. Poru khautrem, poru traitim, poru jitim. Mastim spanok shvivrem hizvam urune ushi kratum paschaet masitam azauntem apairi otrem nairyam paschaet aham varetim eredo zangam akhafniyam trishum asnam cha kshapnam cha asito ghatum jagaurum tutrusham asnam frazantim karshorazam vyakhanam hamraudham hvapam azobuzim haviram Yau me fraudayat namaunim cha visem cha zantum cha dakhyum cha dangu sastim cha. Dayau me autar shaputra aurahai masdao. Yau me angat afrasa ongao nurem cha yavetaite. Vahishte mahumashaunam rauchangem vispo khatrem Zaze buye vangau cha mishte Vangau cha sravahi urunai cha darege vangahe Vispai bhyo sastem baraiti autarsha masdao ahurahe Yaibhyo aim hom pachayate kshafnim cha suirim cha Vispaibhyo hacha izyayate hu beretim cha ushta beretim cha vanta beretim cha spitama Vispanam paracharentam otarsha zasta audidhaya Chimhaka hashe baraiti fracharetvau armai shaide Autarem spentem yazamaite takmem hantem rathaishtaurem Autyazishe aim baraiti aismem va ashaya beretem Baresma va ashaya frastaretem Urvaram va hadanay patam Auhe paschaita frinaiti Autar shamasdav ahurahe Kshnuto atabishto hagdangahum Upatva hakshoita geoshvatva upaviranam paurutaus upatva veresvaccha mano veresvati cha hakshoita anguha urvauksha anguha gaya jigaishna tauksha pano yaujvahi imatatro ofrivanem yo ahamai aismem bharaiti hi kosh rauchas pairishta ashahet beresa yoshtata Yatahu Vaidya Vatarato Shashachita Chavangyo Dasdabrangyo Shyotananao Mangyo Shmastai Kshatrem cha haurai oyim trigubhyo dadadvastaurem Yatahu vairyo atarato shashachitha cha vangehosh dasda manango shyotananao mangehosh mazdai Kshatrem cha haurai oyim trigubhyo dadadvastaurem Yasnem cha vabhem cha aujas cha savare cha afri naumi Atro aurahe mazdao putra tava otarsha putra aurahe mazdao Atro aurahe mazdao putra Kare nango savango mazda dauta hai airya nam kare no mazda datanam Kauvayah cha kare nango mazda dauta hai atro aurahe mazdao putra Kavoisha hausro vanga hai varoisha hausro vanga hai Asnavanta hai garoish mazda dauta hai Chaichista hai varoish mazda dauta hai Kauvayah cha kare nango mazda dauta hai Atro aurahe mazdao putra Rai vanta hai garoish mazda dauta hai Kauvayah cha kare nango mazda dauta hai Atro aurahe mazdao putra Autarshas penta rateshtaura Yasata pauru kare nanga Yasata pauru baishaza Autro urahe masdao putra Matavispaibhyo aterebhyo Kshatro nafedro Nairyo sangahe yasatahe Ashem vaho aishtem asti ushtau asti ushtau ammai yatashai vaishtai ashem Ashem vaho aishtem asti ushtau asti ushtau ammai yatashai vaishtai ashem Ashem vaho aishtem asti ushtau asti Ushtau amayata shai vaishtai ashem Attoi autarem mahurau aujangvantem asha use mahi Asishtem ema vantem stoi rapentem Chitra avangem atmasdau daibishyante zastau ishtaish dareshtau ainangahem Ashem vahu aishtem asti ushtau amayyat shai vaishtai ashem Ammai raishchau karenascha ammai tanvo travatautem ammai tanvo vastavarem ammai tanvo veretrem ammai ishtim porushkatram ammai asnam chit frasantim ammai taregam daregojitim Ammai vahishte mahuma shonam rauchangem Vispokhautre mata jamyaut yata ofri naomi Ashem vahu vahishte masti ushtau asti ushtau ammai Yatashai Vahishtai Hashem Hazangrem Baishazanam Baivare Baishazanam Hazangrem Baishazanam Baivare Baishazanam Hazangrem Baishazanam Baivare Baishazanam Ashem Vahu Vaishtem Aste Ushtau Aste Ushtau Amayata Shai Vaishtai Ashem Jasame Avangai Mazda Jasame Avangai Mazda Jasame Avangai Mazda Amahe Utaushta He Hurauda He Veretra Gana He Ahuradata He Vanainti auscha uparatato ramano khastra hai vayoshuparo kairya hai taradato anyaisha daumaon aetate vayo yate asti spento mainyom thuaushahi khadauta hai zravao nahe akarana hai Zravau nahe darigo khadau tahe Ashem vahu vaishtem aste ushtau aste ushtau amma Yata shai vaishtai ashem Kerfe moshta gunau guzau reshne rau kunam Ashahi ravau ne dushauram rau Hame kerfe hame vehone haftao keshwar zameen Zameen pahana rudarana Khorshid bala bundehat berasab Ashobeder zi atha jamiyat yatha ofrinami Ashem vahu vaishtem aste ushtau aste Ushtau ammai yatashai vahishtai ashem Ruse nekanam, ruse pokanam, ruse pokamum barak Audar yazad pirozgar, mohe mumbarak Bhammaname shauspan, gohe hovan Namaus da dare gehan daman Krishnau traura hei mazdao Nema sete otar shamazdao Aura hei hudao Mazishta yasata Ashem vahu vaishtem aste Ushtau aste ushtau ammai Yata shai vaishtai ashem Gorase kore avazayau, alta shadaut gau, audar frau, audaron shau pirozgar, audar goshnas pa audar khordar, audar burzin meher, avare audaran, o atashan kepa dadga neshausta estet, Gorze kore avazayat mino karko Ama vanda pirozgar ama vande pirozgari Dau de dine behe mausde yasnam Agohi ravoi goa fringani baut Hafta keshwar zameen aidun baut Manano avayat shodan Manano avoyat shodan Manano avoyat shodan Ashone ashem vahu vaishtem aste Ushtau aste ushtau amayat ashai vaishtai ashem Dautare gehon dine mausde asne Dau de zaratushti Nema sete ashaum seviste Are dvi sura nahite Ashaune ashem vahu vaishtem asti Ushtau asti ushtau amma Yata shai vaishtai ashem Nemo urvaire vanguhi mastadate Ashone ashim vahu Vahishte masti ushtau asti ushtau amagya tashai vaishtai ashem Kshnau traurahi mazdau Nemasete otar shamasdau Aurahi hudau Mazishtau yasatam Ashem vahu vaishte masti Ushtau asti, ushtau amai, yata